If you have your Bibles with you and also on screen, the message this morning, and it's going to be a short one, is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 11. And let me just read it. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Amen. Well, if you were here last Friday, which was Good Friday, the message that I shared was an invitation to draw near to the cross. The cross was deemed to be a symbol of shame. It was also a symbol of terror. But the invitation that God gives us to the cross is to come and to be confident in the assurance of what Christ has done is to be finished. Not because we're clean, but because Jesus has made us clean. Not because we're strong, but because he is. Not because we're worthy, but because his blood says we are. On Easter Sunday, we celebrate the turning point of all history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But Easter just isn't about an empty tomb. It's actually about a risen king. The king at the gate of our hearts that we talked about on Sunday, on Palm Sunday, who has proclaimed victory over sin and death. It's about the exaltation of the one who first humbled himself beyond what we could ever imagine. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul gives us a sweeping view of Christ's journey from glory to the grave, and then from the grave to greater glory. Several key characteristics of Christ Jesus are praised in this passage, which form our Christology, which is our understanding of who Christ is. Firstly, Christ has always existed with God. Christ is equal to God because he is God. Though Christ is God, he became a man to fulfill God's plan of salvation for all people. Christ did not just have the appearance of being a man, he became human to identify with our sins. Christ voluntarily laid aside his divine rights and privileges out of the love of his Father. Christ died on the cross for our sins so we wouldn't have to face eternal death. God glorified Christ because of his obedience. And God raised Christ to his original position at the Father's right hand, where he will reign forever as our Lord and our judge. How can we do anything less than praise Christ as our Lord and dedicate ourselves to his service? Amen?
Amen.
Easter, then, is the great therefore in verse 9 in this chapter. Because Jesus went to the cross, God raised him up. And because he died, and now he lives, and he reigns. Well, let's not skip over the suffering. Before the joy of Easter morning, there was the agony of Good Friday. Before the crown of life, there was the crown of thorns. Jesus, equal with God, chose to lay it aside. He didn't come to earth in royal robes, but in swaddling clothes. He didn't demand to be served, but became a servant. He didn't avoid death. He chose it, even death on the cross. This is no ordinary humility. This is the God in the flesh, stooping to wash feet, to carry a cross, to hang on it for us. You know, in the city of, to provide some context to this letter, in the city of Philippi, there was the practice of emperor worship and also worship to the heroes. These heroes were definitely not humble. They were definitely prideful. And that was the whole point, is to only worship these exalted gods. But instead, however, these gods that there was worshipped in Philippi, in the city of Philippi, definitely would not be ones who would sacrifice them their lives for people, but rather would have those worshippers sacrifice for them. And so then, when Paul writes this to the church of Philippi, it truly is a perspective change on who exactly this Christ whom they worship is. And why did Christ go to the cross for humanity? Because love demanded it. Because mercy called out for it. Because the grave had to be broken from the inside out. And this is where we get the excitement of verse 9 to 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. This is Easter. This grave could not hold him. It reminds me of that very famous sermon given by S.M. Lockridge entitled, That's My King. And it begins with, the Bible says my king is a seven-way king. He's the king of the Jews, that's a racial king. He's the king of Israel, that's a national king. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of the heavens. He's the king of glory. He is the king of kings, and he's the lord of lords. Do you know him? Oh, I'm trying to do it, but I can't. And it ends with, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The witnesses could not get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him. And the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah, that's my king. Is he your king today? That's my king. That's all, say that. That's my king. Jesus didn't just rise. He was exalted. He didn't just come back to life. He came into his full glory as Lord of all. The one who was mocked as the King of the Jews now wears the eternal crown. The one whose hands were pierced now holds the keys to death and hell. And the one who was condemned by earthly judges now sits at the right hand of the Father with a name above every name. And it's in Christ's name that every knee will bow, that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is our Easter declaration. That is the victory cry of the empty tomb. So what is our response? And our response goes back to verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves. Paul didn't give us this passage just to amaze us. He gave it to form us. Easter isn't just a day of celebration. It's a call to transformation. If we believe Jesus is risen and exalted, we follow him not just in victory, but in his way, a way of humility, obedience, and trust. Jesus Christ was humble, willing to give up his rights in order to obey God and serve God, serve people. Like Christ, we should have a servant's attitude, serving out of love for God and for others, not out of guilt or fear. And remember, we all choose our attitudes. We can approach life expecting to be served, or we can look for opportunities to serve others. This is the cross-shaped path as seen in this picture. Knowing that resurrection comes after death, glory after humility. Why? Because he lives, we can lay down our pride. Because he reigns, we can trust our future. Because he is Lord, we bow our hearts today, not just with our lips, but with our lives. Easter is not just about what happened to Jesus. It's about what happens in us because of him. He humbled himself so we could be lifted up. He died so that we could live. He rose so that we could rise with him. Let this be the cry of our Easter. Let the cry of Easter echo in our heart today. That Jesus Christ is Lord. And because he is Lord, sin is defeated, death is crushed, and hope is alive. Is this not good news? Amen. So let us pray. Risen Lord, we bow before you in worship today. You took the path of humility, embraced the cross, and conquered the grave. And now you reign with all power and glory. Help us live in the light of your resurrection. Shape us into people who walk your way, humble, obedient, and full of hope. Be exalted in our hearts, our homes, and our world. Amen.